Welcome in Wendy Dotson, the Endowment Director of North Platte Catholic Schools, joining us here on KODY to preview Irish Fest. Thanks for taking time for us, Stacey.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to be here.
Now, Irish Fest quickly approaching on Sunday. A big fundraiser for the North Platte Catholic Schools, but more importantly, a lot of family fun.
That's right. You know, our legendary superintendent, Bill McGann, began this event back in...
Yeah.
Right. Infamous, famous, you pick the word, I don't know. He began this event in 1975, and I heard him tell this story over and over. You know, at that time, the school needed another source of fundraising. So that would have been just a couple years before the endowment was established.
Okay.
You know, so I just credit him, like, you know, what great foresight, I guess, to think about putting together an event like this, although I'm sure back then he didn't think it would still be going 47 years later. But at that time, you know, we needed another way to bring some funds into the school,
sure.
And it definitely has done that. I would say over these past decades, hundreds of thousands of dollars, which is so important to our budget.
Yes.
But really over the years, more importantly, it's just more of a friend-raising day, just
yes.
a great day for families to come together, families in our school system, families from around the community, just to gather and have some good old-fashioned fun.
And that's what I was going to bring up, is the fact that you don't have to be a teacher, a student, or even a family member of anybody involved with North Platte Catholic Schools to come and enjoy this family fun activity this Sunday. Everybody's welcome.
Yes, that's right. You know, and we really do hope that the community feels invited and welcome, because that's what it's for. You know, come over after church Sunday, have a great roast beef meal, bring the kids, bring the grandkids. They can play for 3 hours in the gym. We got games, we have fun jumps, and then there's also a bake sale, a silent auction, and a raffle. So really something for everyone and pretty inexpensive fun for the afternoon.
And all to benefit North Platte Catholic Schools. All the funds are going to stay right here in town.
Correct. Yep. All of the funds benefit the endowment's efforts to fund the school budget. You know, so obviously we're a private Catholic school. We don't receive state or federal funding. So my job the entire year round is to raise funds to support our budget. And that's really the essential things for our school system, paying the teachers, operating our facilities, all the basic needs.
Now, Mrs. Dotson, let's talk a little bit about some of the new things with Irish Fest this year. I believe there's some new opportunities for silent auction bidding, right?
That's right. We are moving our silent auction to our online bidding platform.
Okay.
So if you've been a part of our green event over the last few years, you're familiar with that. But it's all online. And the beauty of that is anyone can get on and register. So even if you're not able to join us Sunday, you can still get on the site, get registered, and bid on the silent auction items.
And when we're talking about fun for the kiddos, we're talking about fun for all ages, too. There's a lot of challenging activities for some of the older kids and a lot of friendly activities for some of the younger ones, too. Ages toddlers and on up, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the fun jumps are always a hit, the bounce houses. So we've got that. We've got like a football throw game, basketball throw game, ring toss.
The always popular cakewalk.
Cakewalk. Everybody yes. loves a good cakewalk. I baked 6 cakes at home last night. So, cakewalk's always popular. You know, then we've got a fish pond and a little beanbag toss. So you're right. Just fun for all ages of kids.
Now, is the fish pond real
fish? Not real fish,
oh,
no.
Okay.
Well, maybe you don't know what's behind the one where you actually get to drop the lure in behind the board, right?
Right, yeah.
So,
no,
maybe
no
there
real,
could be some
no
real fish behind
fish.
There eventually.
I'm just checking.
Could be a thought.
Do you have an idea, Rick?
Well, you know, it could be like a science thing where you just see the indigenous fish in there and somebody's there to tell them about. It could be a little fishing pond itself like we used to do at the outdoor expos.
Yeah.
I'll sign you up next year.
I could do the fishing pond.
We could do some substitute teaching, too, for the science department,
yeah.
It sounds like.
You know, I've thought about exactly doing that when I retire.
Really?
Yep.
When you retire? What, 50
retire
years
from
now?
MPP. Retire from MPP.
Oh, okay.
Which
retire
is about,
from the day job.
Maybe about 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be one of those guys that's really bad at retirement. You're not going to sit still.
It's like my farmer rancher friends, I tell them.
Yeah.
The day they retire is the day we close the lid on their coffin.
Yeah, mortician announces the retirement.
Okay, that sounds like the Catholic schools.
yeah, that's it. And Rick was just talking. Funny you should bring that up too, Wendy, because speaking of mortician announcing the retirement, Rick's been talking off the air quite a bit about Mrs. O, because Tanner had interviewed her a few weeks ago.
I heard that lady. I love her attitude. I want to meet this woman.
Oh, yeah. Everybody should meet Mrs. O. Yeah. She is legendary.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Speaking of the mortician announcing the retirement.
I just mentioned her, and Tristan's eyes went, Lord, yes, I know.
The memories, yeah.
PTSD. No, God bless Mrs. O.
Nobody prepares kids for college like Mrs. Ostemeyer.
Or just life.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, even just life in general, the professional workforce.
She sounded like a very, very good lady to have in the school, and the kids are fortunate to have her, too.
All right. So next year, we'll got you down for fish, and we'll make sure you meet Mrs. O.
She'll sign autographs for you, Rick.
Great.
Irish Fest coming up on Sunday, Wendy, and like we were saying, everybody's welcome to attend, and this is a great opportunity, too. If you haven't been in the school as of recent, you could come on in, check it out. It's going to be somewhat of an open campus, an open opportunity to see some of the new things at the school, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say if you've never experienced our school system or the culture on the campus of North Platte Catholic Schools, this is the perfect day to do it. You know, we're excited about some new updates we've recently completed in the high school building. We've got brand new restrooms, which will be great for this event, but just a great chance to see our facilities, to see what we have to offer, and just to see the culture. You know, we've got all of our game booths and our meal. The whole event is staffed by our students and our school families. So just a great chance to experience what it's like to be a part of North Platte Catholic Schools.
And if you're thinking about making a change in education, too, for your students, enrollment is currently open. We'll talk to Mrs. Covey here in the near future, the enrollment director, but no time like the present to maybe kick the tires on the North Platte Catholic School system.
Yeah, absolutely. I know Gwen, her big focus is if you're thinking about it, just give her a call, come and take a tour. That doesn't obligate you to anything, but just once you walk through the door, you'll get an idea of what we're all about. So if you're thinking about it at all, give her a call and come take a tour.
And we know that there's a big concern with tuition, and understandably so, but that's not as big of an obstacle as some folks often make it out to be, and there's always financial assistance available, especially if you join one of the three parishes here in town, and there's always financial assistance at the endowment, too, that you could find out about.
Right, that's true. You know, tuition does seem to be a barrier for some people, but once you experience what it's all about, you know, we hope people see it as an investment. And absolutely, there are lots of options available. So we don't ever want that to be a stumbling block for anyone. The endowment has funds available, and there are lots of resources out there for our families.
Absolutely. So I encourage you to come find out. And big news last night, too, for the boys basketball team advancing to a district final.
Yeah, very exciting. I think that game will be on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've had a great run, just a fun season, fun to watch them. So we're hopeful for them moving forward.
Yeah, hopefully they can take that momentum down to Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you mentioned your event is this Sunday.
This mm-hmm. Sunday, yes.
What are the hours?
It's from 12 to 3, and it's at St. Pat's High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's going to be plenty of parking, too, so you can just pull up wherever you're going to find a vehicle, or rather that's in the gravel parking lot, or put the vehicle wherever you can find a spot. Might do a little bit of walking, but looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate.
Yes, thank goodness. That will be nice, yeah.
And even if it's a little chilly, it's going to be plenty warm in the gymnasium and the cafeteria, too.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Now, you said this is the 47th year, is that right, Wendy?
Correct.
Any big plans for year number 50 that you're working on quite yet?
We got a few years down the road for that, so we'll see.
Never too early.
All right.
The pressure's on.
I just need to get through this week, and then we'll think about that.
Maybe you'll think about it Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wendy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, we just want to, you know, really encourage and invite people to come on out. It's a good meal. Marty Trushinsky is cooking for us, so local roast beef. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a really good meal. And you can come in and take that to go, too, even if you want to. But lots of great raffle prizes. We'll do that drawing at 3 p.m. Do not have to be present to win. And then if you want to get on our silent auction, we'll have the link on our Facebook page. That's probably easiest, just mm-hmm. North Platte Catholic Schools on Facebook. So if you watch that here over the next couple of days, we'll have the link if you'd like to get on and get registered to bid.
Wendy, thank you so much for stopping by the studio this morning, and thanks for all the great work you do here locally for our Catholic school system.
Yeah, thanks so much.